another what he or she has done to you. You think you're holding against another person what they've done to you. But what you really blame them for is what you did to them. Learn the cause of faithlessness. You think you're holding against a person what they've done to you, but what you're really blaming them for is what you did to them. Mm-hmm. It is not their past, but yours yes. that you're holding against them.
Damn.
When, all together now.
What number is that again?
That was lesson 367. Yeah. I'll say it again. And it just said, think about this. Now don't get confused. Just say, think about this. That's all it's saying. Just say, think about it.
I can feel it.
Says, this is what causes faithlessness. You think you're holding against your brother what he's done to you, but what you're really blaming for is what you did to him.
Yeah.
It's not his past, but yours you're holding against him. And you lack faith in him because of what you were. Mm-hmm. You lack faith in them because of what you were. Mm-hmm. Now here's the cool part. Don't cancel this out. Here's the cool part. Here's the cool part. Cool alert. Beep, 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 beep. Okay. That's the cool alert. It says, you are as innocent of what you were as he is. You're just as innocent of what you thought you were in the past as they are innocent of what they thought they were and what you think they were. What never was is causeless and is not there to interfere with the truth. There is no cause for faithlessness, but there is a cause for faith. That cause has entered any situation that shares its purpose. The light of truth shines from the center of the situation, and the light of truth touches everyone to whom the situation's purpose calls. And the situation's purpose, which is peace, calls to everyone. There is no situation that doesn't involve your whole relationship in every aspect and complete in every part. You can leave nothing of yourself outside of the situation and keep the situation holy. For the situation shares the purpose of your whole relationship and derives its meaning from it. So what does that mean?
What does that mean?
Here's what it means. It means enter each situation with the faith you give your brother, or you are faithless to your own relationship. In every relationship, enter that relationship with the faith that you are going to give. That's what it means. It means that the only thing that's missing in any situation is the faith I'm not giving. So I have to give my faith. I have to enter with my faith in any situation. Now, what does that mean?
You gotta give it to yourself first before you can
give. Well, he says right here, you got to walk into the situation knowing you're just as innocent as you've ever been. You may have made some mistakes in your life, but you're innocent. You may have made some mistakes in your life, but you're innocent. You're not sinful. You're not guilty. So, being faithful to yourself is recognizing that what never was is causeless. That there's no reason for you not to have faith, but there's a lot of reason to have faith. And that faith and the reason for that faith has entered every situation. that shares its purpose. The minute I walk into any situation and I share the purpose of bringing peace into that situation, then I share God's will in that situation, and now I'm bringing some power to that situation, because that's the ultimate backup. It's the backup of the Creator.
Yeah.
But the backup of the Creator isn't coming into a relationship that I'm not bringing peace into.
So we're either in separation or connected.
That's it. Those are the only two choices that we got.
Can you define the word faith again? Because I'm getting stuck on my old concept of that word.
Faith is where you have seen something done. Faith is where you go into a situation and you are believing in the person, and you're also believing in the goal. So faith is your willingness to practice and to live by the truth that you're learning. Because if you're not willing to live by it, you certainly don't have faith in it. There are two kinds of people that hear the truth. One kind that hears the truth, they just hear it and they keep it in their minds. Okay, and listen to this carefully. They hear it and they keep it in their minds. They go to classes and they read books and they hear it and they keep it in their minds. Those people who just keep the truth in their minds, they learn how to feel more peace in their situation. They find themselves feeling more content with the life that they're living. They feel like their self-esteem has begun to grow. They tend to feel like they can kind of accept their situation in their life right now, and they feel more peace about it. They just generally feel better and handle things a little bit better than they used to. Okay? And there's another group of people who live the truth. The people who live the truth create another world for themselves. Living the truth creates another world for you. Thinking the truth just makes you handle your day-to-day reality better.
Is that part of evolving? Can you step into it as opposed to just being it?
Absolutely. It's until you're being it, which is applying it, you don't create a new reality. You don't have a new reality. You don't go into a whole new reality for yourself. When you live it, it changes everything. When you think it, you just handle the same situation that you're always in better. That's two different worlds. One person is in another world that's giving them some ecstasy and some joy and some new forms of expression beyond anything they could ever imagine. And the other person is just thinking it and handling things better. They're nice people. But being a nice person isn't the same as having a brand new life. And living the truth gives you a new life, a new world, a whole new experience. Are you with me?
Yeah.
So that's why it says, enter each situation with the faith you give your brother, or you are faithless to your own relationship. If I don't bring the faith, then I'm faithless. That's all it's saying. It's not complicated. If I don't bring the faith, I'm not faithless. Then it jumped up there. That sentence where it said, you think you're holding against another person what they've done to you, but what you really blame them for is what you did to them. That's deep. That is not their past, but yours that you're holding against them. And the reason why you lack faith is because what you've been.
Does that relate to scripts?
That relates to anything you think of. That's what's so cool about the course. There is no exception. So anything you can think of, this applies to. Don't care what it is. What I really blame you for is the way that I've been. And what I've been is without faith. Mm-hmm. Now, you don't have to accept this. You don't have to believe this. Don't strain yourself trying to make yourself believe it. Okay? That's not what this course, that's not what it's about. Those are not the instructions. The instructions is you don't have to believe it. Because if you believe you have to believe it, you won't hear it. So let go of your thought that you got to believe what the course says, and you'll never get a chance to hear what the course says. So would you let go of that for a minute? That how does that apply to me? How is that true? Will I give that credibility? Is that the truth? Because just let go of your position as the judge of God for a second. I'm the one that determines whether or not the truth is true. Just let it go for a minute, and let's do an experiment of, let's just hear the course, and let's listen to it like somebody's having a conversation.